Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences with fewer people and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at avalonwaterways.com.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com. C-Y-M-B-I-O. T-I-K-A.com.
Yeah. You've seen the frustration overlaps into chronic cystation. He is now into the gangster mode.
Now I'm just like a victory light.
Hands up, this is Agent Poindexter.
Come the fuck outside, bitch.
Come outside now. Mayor Adams, we have the place surrounded. Is he even fucking here?
He's not.
He's not here.
I don't see a motherfucking
inside. Hold on, let's search the premises. All right, Agent Ortiz, you go upstairs. I'm going to check the ground floor. Now, let's see here. There's nobody. Let's see here. Oh, that hookah collection. Okay, what else we got? We got a various... various rare ping pong balls. Understand? Well, interesting. Books that've never been touched. Okay, great. Yeah, he's clearly not here. Ortiz, what do you got upstairs?
I found 14 different pocket pussies.
My God, what an animal!
Yeah, it's fucked up here.
We have to apprehend this fucking animal at once. Where is he? God damn it!
He's on 179th.
Call the commish. We're on our fucking way now.
What's up, everybody? It's Eric Adams. Everybody, make some noise. Listen, man, this is New York City, the city of swagger. I just want everybody to tip your bottle waitress. You know what I'm saying? If you're using a credit card and you're scamming, don't do that, baby. All right. I'm having a good time out here. Is that a fellow Leo in the crowd I see over there? How you doing, my law enforcement officers?
Freeze, federal agents.
Oh, y'all federals, y'all the federales.
Yeah, we got you now, you sick fuck. Apprehend him, Ortiz.
Come here, bitch.
Listen, give me a second, y'all. Let me explain something. This is a situation that I'm involved in currently, all right? People are trying to say that I'm committing some sort of fraud. And y'all know if y'all visited my home in New Rochelle, that I am not committing any type of fraud whatsoever. So, I mean, really, realistically, what y'all need to do is understand one thing. I'm a Freemason, okay? So that gives me free license to do whatever I wish in this city of swagger.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you one thing, bucko. That's not going to work with us. You're under arrest after we searched your Crown Heights home on Thursday. We found some sick shit, didn't we, Ortiz?
What did you... Miss Ortiz, officer, I'm sorry, Officer Ortiz, what could you have possibly found in my home in New Rochelle?
We got you in a fucking Dominican cosplay costume. You want to be a battle rapper so fucking bad.
We got you in a gimp suit with a Dominican flag printed on it. Explain yourself, Adams.
I just want to be... Listen, man. Like I said, New York City is a city that's alive. It's a living city. It's breathing. So when you go to Dykeman, you want to be accepted by the locals. And when I came here, they said, loco, tu tienes los dientes muy grandes. And I don't understand what that means, you know? And then one of them told me that I sound like I would talk with Invisalign on at the same moment. So at that juncture, I just said, de lo mio personal. And I was accepted. And, you know, I have a good time up here, uptown on Dykeman, I think, to quote Black Rob. He's a hip-hop legend, if y'all didn't know that. But listen to me. What y'all need to do right now is forget about me, okay? Because there's a wonderful show out right now. It's full of swagger. It's called Victory Light. It's a beautiful show. It's Lizbelle Ortiz, has the same name as you, officer. And there's a brother named Rainey O'Valley. I think he's Dominican Irish. His name is O'Valley. And then this other dude, the Kid Merrill, he's a funny guy, you know? So let's go check that out, right? It's episode 3, Victory Light, because I got to skate off out of here because I got to go to Zero Bond and meet up with DJ Gluttony. I'm out.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
See new things, try new things, go back centuries while living in the moment, forge new paths while discovering old ones, pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at avalonwaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Yo, Eric Adams, bro, I said this shit before, Mike, but yo, Eric Adams is literally just, like, think about this. Think about a cop that you might know and what would happen if they became mayor in New York City. Like, it was like, bruh, like when the ranked choice voting shit was, when that shit was going on, when the elections were happening, I was like, this is what's going to happen. I was like, I got on my Mero Damas, and I said, yo, if this motherfucker becomes the mayor of New York, he's going to be the worst. Like, he's gonna be the wash dude at the club. He's gonna be talking about, if you see a beautiful lady in the street, you know, just talk to her, you know? Yeah, yeah. I know it's strange nowadays. You can't talk to a fine lady if you meet her at a restaurant, you know? Like, bro, that's not how you say restaurant, first of all.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But like, yo, this dude is the worst, bro. He's like, he's in a club, like, I don't know, because everybody was like, yo, Bloomberg is like taking our rights. And you were saying, like, yo, not everybody needs rights, bro.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's true. Nah, Dubai got the right idea, bro. Dubai's whole fucking political system can be surmised into shut the fuck up, mind your business, have a great time. You see these drones?
Don't ask no questions.
Why? Exactly. You see these? There's a whole skeleton in the sky made of 47 drones. What the fuck do you need to talk about anything for, bro? The fuck do you need to come get on this camel, hit this hookah, eat this cow brain soup, and shut the fuck up,
bro? And that's so ill, because I'm like, I'm not even scared of like getting arrested over there, but I'm just like, bro, I live in Jersey now, much like Mayor Adams, and I be at the mall a lot. So I'm just like, bro, Dubai just looks like a big ass mall, B. Like, I've been to America. You've been to the American Dream shit?
Yeah, yeah.
You been to that shit?
No.
Bro, it is the hugest mall on the earth. And it's like, This is Dubai, bro. I don't need to go to Dubai because I got a fucking Ferris wheel indoors and they got a Five Guys right next to it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't need all this.
You know what? Dubai laws, American Dream Mall laws, not that different.
Not that different, bro.
They're not that different.
Like, yo, you steal something, you're going to behead you. That's it.
Yeah.
That's why I lost one of my kids at American Dream Mall. I had a moment of silence for one of my kids.
There's a penitentiary in American Dream Mall.
Yo, I just came home. I did 5 to 10 at American Dream.
I just came home, yo. I did it. Yo, I served the nickel at American Dream, yo.
He's like, yo, I put the Puerto Rican flag on the floor when I got there so they knew what time it was.
Yeah. Yo.
Yeah. Oh, damn, yo. I feel so washed when I talk to y'all sometimes because I'm like, yo, do y'all remember this DVD? Y'all are like DVDs.
Nah, I don't fully remember. Do you remember the first DVD that like your Dominican home ever purchased?
Oh,
that was
bro,
a big fucking deal.
Yo, it was a big deal. And it was a bootleg copy of Nueva York.
Nice. Oh, you mean Sunky Punky before Sunky Punky?
Sunky Punky, the pre-Sunky Punky. Yeah, hell yeah. But when I walk, so Sankey can run. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Liz, do you remember your first, like, the first, like, movie in your crib that was like, yo, like, we just copped this. We're watching it, like, as a family.
All right. We grew up poor as fuck, so it was probably, like, Bad Boys 2.
Yeah.
Or Bad Boys 1.
It's gotta be,
It was some shit that we watched a million times, and we was like, fuck it, we finally got
it. Yo, we got
some
it, baby.
Some shit that was, like, on sale at, like, Walgreens.
You already know. You know they had the sticker on it.
Yeah, had the sticker on it, $7.99.
You know, my mom's brought fucking Chucky to us when we was, like, 4 or 5 years old thinking it was a cute kids movie. She just saw the doll. She was like, mira que linda para mi niño. She put that shit on. Oh my God.
Yo, holy shit. The first DVD in my crib and like my pops, like, I don't know what it is. Like Dominican men are like Dominican fathers, I'll say, are just like obsessed with like sound and just like sound, like they just want the best sound system and like not even the best sometimes, because we've seen the fucking the Honda Accord
the with
the Honda Accord it's all bass, nothing else. Can't even hear the shit, like,
bro.
But he got one of them systems at my crib and our first DVD was SWAT.
Oh shit!
Wow.
Fucking damn, LL Cool J.
My motherfucker sounded like he was in a green zone when he turned that shit on.
Yeah, bro.
He just hit mad fucking.
Yeah, fucking Colin Farrell and his eyebrows.
LL Cool J,
movie.
Like, yo, come on, baby. Let me swallow your missile.
Hey, yo, don't.
Like, yo, what? LL, yo, Jay Todd Smith. Wow.
Holy shit!
What a line.
Swallow you. Crazy.
I feel like that's the type of dialogue. Yo, am I bugging? Or like has entertainment got to a point where it's like you could get away with some shit like that? Like fuck Deep Blue Sea, like you if they drop some shit like that now, yo, motherfuckers would be incensed, bro. If that shit got a theatrical release.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which Deep Blue Sea did you watch?
The shit with the deepest blue, man, is like a shark's fin. Is that what I'm talking about? Is that the same?
Yeah. Man, what's problematic about that?
No, that's not problematic. It's just fucking garbage, bro. It's totally unproblematic. You can watch it, you know what I'm saying, with all your friends, you know what I'm saying? Like of all stripes and shapes or whatever. Yeah. But it just shit was just trash, bro. Yeah. Like Rollerball. I went to see Rollerball in theaters. This shit was trash. Yes. And he's like, what the fuck? What
the fuck is this?
It's a terrible movie. I'm spitting all over the place. It's a terrible movie about, like, it's kind of like a roller derby, but like it's fatal. Mm-hmm. And it's like LL Cool J. The cast is ridiculous, bro. Like, I don't know if you want to pull that shit up, but like I walked in, I sat there for like 15, and I was high as fuck. And I was like 13 or 14.
Really quick, I'm going to assume anytime you tell me a story that you were high as fuck.
Yes.
You don't even got to add that in.
Yes, in my youth. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But yo, that shit was so bad. I walked out of it and I went to go watch Rushmore with Jason Schwartzman, which is a good movie, actually. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it.
Did you pay for that Rushmore ticket?
Huh?
Did you pay for that Rushmore ticket?
Hell no, I didn't pay for that shit, bro. Are you crazy, nigga?
He saw that shit after he paid for Juana Man. And then
again, Juana movie that you could never make it. It's crazy. But they suck.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh damn, we can't make this movie anymore. Cancel culture. Nah, it's like this movie actually just sucked, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the premise was dumb and the movie sucks. Like this this wasn't it. This is like the old version.
So last week I watched The Exorcist Believer, which is like the sequel to the classic. You know, William Friedkin, The Exorcist. So this is an interesting tidbit. Universal spent $400 million
what?
On the rights to The Exorcist. Santissimo.
Yo, what the
fuck? Yeah.
Hey, yo, what the fuck? Hey, yo, what the fuck? 400 yeah. M's, bro, for
yeah.
the rights?
Yeah, 400 M's for
Jesus
the rights to The Exorcist.
Jesus Christ.
And they gave it to David Gordon Green. And I don't know if you know who that is. He directed Pineapple Express.
Oh, wow.
But he also directed the last three Halloween joints. So I guess it made sense to give it to him because he'd been in that realm or whatever.
Yo.
But it just was not like a good look. So overall, it was a pretty freaky movie visually, but like there's a lot of stuff where like it just kind of failed.
The ill shit about that movie is that like...
Which one?
Exorcist?
Yeah.
What's like the after the little Exorcist, the what, Awakening?
No, it's so there's two other sequels. There's Exorcist, two is Heretic,
yeah,
and three I forget what three is called, but it does have a subtitle too.
Because that movie is so whack that like in 30 years there's gonna be like three people doing a podcast and they're gonna be like, what was the first whack ass DVD movie that you downloaded to your brainstem neurology link?
Yeah,
and it's gonna be that one.
Yeah,
like, yo, that shit was 89 cents, bro.
Yeah, well, that shit was 89 cents, and it only cost me. But the conversion to Gleep Glorps was only three, because you know in 30 that's what's gonna be. We're gonna have some new alien currency. They're gonna show up and be like, all right, y'all fucked this up enough.
Enough!
Yeah.
Everybody, fuck euros and dollars. We're using Gleep Glorps from now on.
We're using Gleep Glorps from now on.
Ma'am,
conversion rate is amazing. Yeah.
Yo. I feel like, you know what it is too? I was going to say scary movies. Oh my God. Horror movies. The horror genre. I don't remember the last time I watched one and I was just like, damn, this shit bangs. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like they spend money to reboot shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But if you had an ill idea for like a new horror movie, they'd be like, eh.
Yeah. 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 But that's why like A24 is so respected in some senses, but also so like panned in other senses. Cause it's like A24, like, yes, they will give you the budget to make the weird shit you want to make, but sometimes it's too weird and that shit falls short. You know, it's too fucking weird. Like that movie, The Lamb, what the fuck was that? Where, like, their kid was a sheep or something. Like, that shit was crazy.
A24 is just like, yo, did you smoke dust when you wrote this script? Perfect. We'll take it.
Yeah, exactly.
That kind of reminds me of This Is Us by Jordan Peele.
Yeah.
That movie, I left the theater fuck was that?
Yo. No, you mean Us.
Oh, Us. Yeah.
This Is Us is
very different.
Yo, and it's crazy that you said that because I had my wife be watching that shit or was watching. I don't know if it's still on. But like, I call that shit, talking about genres of movies and shit, I call that shit emotion porn because it's just porn. For your emotions, you know what I'm saying? It's not gonna make you horny, it's just gonna make you cry like a motherfucker. Like, it's just like, yo, Liz, Josh has cancer. And it's just, that's it.
And that's the whole scene.
Like, and everybody's like, crying.
And
like,
then they pan to Liz for a solid 15 seconds with a string quartet going crazy.
You're going crazy.
Yeah, and then like, no, my favorite is like when the couples argue and it's like, maybe it's not that I don't know how to talk to you. Maybe it's that you don't know how to listen. And then like, no.
Maybe you don't know who I am. Like, I'm just like, what the fuck, man? What the? But yeah, bro, I argue with my wife all the time. We don't talk like that.
Yeah.
The dramatics, bro.
Yeah,
we don't talk.
Yeah, but it doesn't make for good television. Like, that's the thing. It's like we all talk regular. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just gonna be like,
fuck out of here, bro.
Like, yo, Liz, I'm gonna keep it a bean. I don't like the way you acted at Tosca earlier. I think that was like kind of shitty. You know what I mean? And like, maybe don't yell at the waiter for taking too long with our mimosas. They're bottomless. We're just gonna get more, you know?
So. Yeah, you're right. I shouldn't have done that. I was just upset in the heat of the moment. I'm sorry.
See?
Normal fucking conversation.
Normal ass conversation. That wouldn't make a movie.
I'm like, boo, get the shit out of here.
Boo, tomato.
Communicated? Yeah. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Effective communication? Get the shit out of here.
They resolved the conflict?
Yeah.
Without mental abuse? Get this shit out of here. I want to see how to drive a bunch of wall.
Yeah.
Like, nah, dog, come on. Yeah. That marriage story shit was so much. I'm like, yo, if you're in a relationship like that, get out.
Yeah. Nah,
the fuck
he,
out.
hit the dry. He hit the verbal abuse drywall combo, and I was like, damn,
damn, bro. I was like, damn. You know you got to spackle that.
Yeah, bro. This is not rented. You own this house. You got to spackle that shit.
Yo, yeah. And Dr. Ortiz got to fucking spackle her mind, bro, her psyche, because you just fucked that shit up, bro.
Fucking crazy. Damn. Holy shit.
Yeah, I be dating Dominicans or Puerto Ricans. Yo, I need to know.
Well, listen. So, like I said, I'm washed. So, like, I feel like in like now there's like more unity with Puerto Ricans and Dominicans. When I was coming up, there was still static.
Yeah, there was
more Puerto Ricans and Dominicans when I was coming up, and I feel like. And I think we won that war in like 08. It was like Dominicans now make up the largest like Latinx population in New York City.
Yeah.
Followed in a distant second by Puerto Ricans. I was like, yeah.
Yeah. You know what it is? I think we resolved our shit when other people started getting involved.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Because the beef between like Dominicans and Puerto Ricans was never that serious.
Yeah.
I mean, and the time that it was most serious, it was like actual gang shit.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like yes. It was actual wow. like fucking yes. King Tone and like, all that
Nieta!
Shit.
Yeah, yeah. Yo, what's this Three Tario shit? What's this shit, come on?
Yeah.
We just cut each other ass. But you know what it is? I just feel like if you a bitch from New York, right?
Yeah.
A bitch who be getting into shit, I don't think I should be jumped by you, your moms, and your grandmother. I feel like if I'm fighting, it should just be you. I don't think Shorty should be coming down from the second fucking floor with a cigarette in her mouth and a fucking bata. Your mom's is in a SpongeBob pajama suit at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
I don't need that energy, man.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. Like, yo, I love yo, Puerto Rico, te amo. Yo, but that's what I'm talking about. Puerto Ricans. Shorty will come down with her titi, her abuela, and her grandma's in great shape because she's 42.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? She's 42. She just came home from fucking Planet Fitness. She's feeling good. And they all jump at you. This shit is crazy to me, yo. I'm like, nah, man. That's you speaking to the old head of me because, like, I'm like, yo, what happened to fair ones, bro? What happened to, like, let's put up your dukes? You know what I'm saying?
Now,
like,
people now, they just look at you and then they go tweet some shit about you.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing, Mero. I'm not shooting the ones with you, hypothetically, because you're fucking 6'5", or whatever it is. You're 6'5", and your fists are the size of my liver. So what the fuck I'm going to look like at a whole 5'8", squaring up with you? You got a whole foot on me, bro. Fuck that.
Fuck that, we jumping these.
Yeah, bro. Fuck that,
bro. Fuck out of here.
Of course you want to shoot the fairway, your big ass. Of course. It makes sense.
You got a rubber ballet in your jacket. Of course you want to fight me 1-on-1.
Yeah, bro. Like, of course you want to shoot the fair one. You know what I mean?
You're one of the paperweights.
Now, if it look like, if they look like you or any Samoan, I'm not doing it.
Right. I agree.
Yo, that's it. No, you're right.
I fight 10 bitches from Bushwick before I fight one Samoan. Yo, I'm good on that.
Yeah, if you got the intricate shoulder tattoo, I don't want no
smoke, bro. Fuck that.
Yeah, nah. They start hitting the hocker in front of me, I'm out of there, bro. I'm nervous.
Forget it. That should be working, bro.
I'm frightened, bro.
Yeah. I think because I grew up with like mainly just like surrounded by Dominicans and shit. Like I've dated a handful of Puerto Rican women, but it's so funny because one of them she's not Puerto Rican, but she's Latina.
Did you say one of them?
Yeah. So she heard the
let's hope that's the one listening to this show.
Not one of them current. I mean one of them in history.
Yeah, yeah. In the history of this day. The decades that I've been using my cock.
My dick got a Rolodex. Like, let me see.
This motherfucking dick got references, bro.
Yeah. There's a wiki. There's like wiki articles and shit. Like, you gotta click through. It's like a permalink. Oh my god.
One of them
was like, hey, congrats on the podcast or whatever. Right. And that was very tame. My favorite response was from a shorty that was like, that was like, oh, I enjoyed the podcast. So you fucking Liz, right? So you fucked Liz, right? Nah, because tell me about that, because you fucked Liz, right?
Oh, my God. Because
it's so funny, because y'all want to end the podcast on some he fucked me. Where that bitch at, matter of fact? Where that bitch at?
I was like, it's
entertainment, huh?
Yo, comedy man. Comes first.
It's comedy, you know?
Yo, Mighty Man, chill. Mighty Man. Catiria, chill, Catiria.
No, I'm just kidding. That didn't really happen. I'm a wholesome
He's
man.
He's mad wholesome, bro. Y'all don't know. He's been wearing like he cuffs his jeans, yo.
It's true. I do. They're cuffed right now. You can't see that, but it's true. I just be home with the kids playing Super Smash Brothers and Minecraft and enchanting netherite swords and shit. That's my whole life.
I'm like, yo, let me enchant this netherite for you, man. You know what I'm saying? Swallow your missile.
Hey, yo, I only play in survival mode.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, it's just me and Steve. You want to come through?
It's just me and Steve.
Yo, oh my God. Shit. With me, I dated like almost exclusively like, not exclusively, but like, you know, it's New York City. I was running around everywhere. So I dated every flavor. Oh my God. I'm such a creep.
It'd be like flavors, man.
You know what I'm saying? Flavors.
You know?
But so here's the crazy shit for me. It's like, tell me if this speaks to your upbringing too. Cause like, I would go, when I would date the Puerto Rican shorty, I'm not gonna blow you up, man, cause this is kind of like foul. I would go to her crib and she lived, it was just her and her pops. You know what I'm saying? Her pops is like, you know what I mean? Like, he's a little kind of like, yo, Bobby.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
it's
yeah,
good
yeah.
to see you, Bobby. You know, yeah, you hear this? Yeah, she's inside, Baba. Yeah, you know.
He was a fucking crackhead. Hey,
yo, yo, pops is a crackhead.
Baba, you got cigarette.
Baba, yeah, yo, bite. Yo, you want to bust me down on a Newport bite? Oh, I'm like, God. Yo, bro, you're 50. Dog. Yeah. I'm 17. Why are we sitting here ciphering a Newport?
Yeah.
Like, and your daughter's like in the shower. Like, he's just like, yo, you could go in there, it's fine. I'm like, bro, this is, like, what are you, bro, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And then I go to the Dominican shorty's house, and it's like completely opposite,
the
bro.
Opposite
it's
vibe,
like,
yeah.
Yo, Pops, if Pops is there and he's not out driving the Lincoln Town Car, he's like...
I'm tight because my pops used to drive. You
know what
I'm
saying? Yo, same, bro.
Mine's the same. Mine just fixed refrigerators and shit. Yeah. For the he just look at you. He wouldn't even say shit. The pops just look at you and be like,
Yeah.
Buena.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
Okay. And then the mom comes, ay, hola, mijo. Already calling you mijo. You've been there for 20 minutes. Yeah. Ay, mijo, ven. Yeah. Tú tienes hambre. Mira, yo te cociné.
Yeah.
Desayuno, venga. Pero ven, coño, esta muchacha, tú no sirves ni para trapo, coño. Trae algo de comer este hombre. Like, yo, come get this motherfucker, fix him a plate. You know what I'm saying? Like,
shit,
all this shit, bro. Like, yo. And if you smoke in front of them, oh my God, yo, se te gato.
Bro, you
never bring him back.
Now, you can't so much as close a door in a Dominican household.
I was just about to say that. You can't even do that.
You can't close a door.
It's like, okay, tan sentado ahí muy bien.
Yo, stay right there.
And Pops will be right there. He'll be next to you.
Next to you, bro.
He'll be closer to you than a bitch.
He'll be actually. Yo, facts.
He'll be straight as hell, yo. He's like,
tu juega dominó.
Oh my God.
Like, that's just some random shit.
Yeah,
like, yo, you play dominoes? Like, but not like y'all. Like, you like half a bottle of rum deep playing dominoes. Me, like, I can't get down like that, bro.
Yeah,
like,
I could barely count to six. Like,
yo, nah, but it's wild because, like, yeah, nah, it's like, I don't know if that's like, because my sister growing up, like, when a dude would come to the house, it was like, yo, and my pops was on that timing. I don't know if I was subconsciously was on that timing because I would just, I'd meet dudes at the door, like, yo, what's good, B? Yo, you here to see Ingrid? All right.
Yeah.
Yo, hey, Greg. Some motherfucker out here talking about, yo, we want to see you and shit. What's your name? Felix? Like the cat? Pussy ass nigga, man.
Yo, and he got no choice.
He got no choice
with the
taking it, bro. Like, yeah. All right, bro. Listen, man. I'm trying to get it handy later, bro. I'm just here to eat this.
And that, like, fortunately, like, I mean, I guess unfortunately too, because like when your sister's older, like I had older sisters and I have a younger sister. I'm the middle kid, so like my younger sister has only had fucking three boyfriends in her whole life, one of which is sitting right behind me, fucking
yeah,
nice.
But like, so I never had that, like, you know what I'm saying? I never had to test nobody like that. It's weirder with your older sisters because you're trying to show up.
for her. And, yeah, yeah. And you're like, so you here to see my sister?
Yeah, what's up? Yeah, yeah, man. Fuck out the way.
Yeah. Hey, yo, move out the way, little man.
Yo, go watch your fucking Pokemon.
Hey, yo, pardon me, little man. Bro. Oh my God, bro. I gotta, I got a fucking, what's it called? I got a burn book to this day, bro. I'm on my mean girl shit, bro.
Yo, bro, said a burn book,
bro. Yeah, I got the, what's that shit? The Death Note? I'm on my Light Yagami shit. Yo, you know what I mean? Stop. I got names in that motherfucker, bro.
Yo, I'm saying, like, I feel like, so, you know, on your side of the coin, you know what I mean? Like, what is, like, she said the Puerto Rican came to jump me. The grandpa came down. Yo, Liz, chill.
Yo, Liz, but like, what was it? What is it like for you? Because are you older or is Riddell older?
I'm the youngest, so it's my sister Andy, and then me.
Okay, what was that like growing up dating in your adolescence?
That shit was non-existent. Didn't I tell you our last episode my dad threatened to take away my fucking last name?
Oh yeah, that's right.
If I ever came home pregnant.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's true.
I was like, bro, you can't. That's not even a
thing you can do.
You can't do that, motherfucker. You still gonna come home? I'm still seeing you.
Like
T.I.
He's like, now you just Liz Bell.
Yeah.
But you know what? I kind of covered it because I had so many friends growing up. I would just have a million fucking people in the crib.
Yeah.
I'll just have a million people.
You don't know who
boys,
I'm
girls. We had a fucking ball.
Yeah. I think that's the that's like a juxtaposition, like an intersection between like the way Puerto Ricans raise their kids and the way Dominicans raise their kids. And like, to be honest, like I
Puerto Ricans raise their kids.
Wow. Wow.
Holy shit.
I'm sorry. Y'all is crazy.
No, listen, that buddy's been cooking for like 5 years straight.
That's what I'm saying. Hold on,
you good.
Hey, hold on. Before, yo, that's so crazy. That Mero, you gotta pay these people back, bro. What are you doing right now?
Yo. Yo, I'm sorry.
So, like,
sorry to borrow, baby.
Yo. One thing I appreciate about like the Puerto Rican mindset from before that Dominicans would like chastise and shit is that like the Puerto Rican approach was like, if you're gonna do that shit, just do that shit here.
Yeah.
Whereas like Dominicans would be like, I don't want nothing to do with that shit. Don't bring that shit around me.
Facts.
So it's like, bro, you leave me no choice.
Now I gotta go smoke on the roof.
Yeah, right? And it's like, I gotta go smoke on the roof. The tar is caving in. Now I'm in 6A. And I don't know what happened.
I don't know how that happened.
I fell into 6A.
I'm sitting smoking a roach in an elevator shaft. Because because you think weed is crack.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it shows the different mindsets. I would rather, even though I love being Dominican, I would rather have a parent that's like, yo, whatever you want to do, try it out.
Yeah.
Not everything, obviously. Just relax.
Don't smoke crack in my basement.
Yeah. If you are going to be alive and doing all this shit, I'd rather you be honest with me.
Yeah.
But 100%. Dominicans is like, if you're going to do that shit, I don't want to know about it at all. If you are going to, I don't even want to see it.
Yeah,
it shouldn't even be. My mom to this day,
I got to close my weed room. Yeah. I'm a grown ass man with back hair and more ass hair on my ass than on my head. You know what I'm saying? And I still to this day, my mom comes in and I got to shut my little weed office. Like, shut it down, spray the fucking Febreze with Gain.
Yeah, bro.
We should get our parents high.
Oh, my
God. Yo! Yo, lose her. My mom would turn into, like, Dilon Baby or some shit like that. Yeah. Some dumbo. Like,
Yo, it's Meadow's mom. I turn around. She turned back around. She's Angel Dior for some reason.
Oh my
God. I swear to God, bro. I think we would like fuck my mom up for life, yo. Cause, yo, my mom drinks like half, yo. So, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like every Dominican kid growing up goes back to the DR for the summer type shit.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that's your summer camp. Like, you went to Pancampo, coño.
Yeah.
So, like, my mom's, like, we would go out and it would be like, yo, let's go stay with Titi and whoever and the fucking thing. And you're going to wipe your ass with a phone book for a week. But we're going to reward you and take you to a resort for like 48 hours.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So we go to the resort and it's like open bar or whatever. So my mom would go up there and get like a pina colada, bro. One pina colada. She'd take like two sips of that shit and be like, woo! Like fucking Ric Flair. And yeah. Like, yeah. Woo, just turned up. Like, and then fall asleep like 15 minutes later. So I'm just like, yo, my mom's on weed, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I can't even imagine, B. Like, she would be tweaking.
Like, my mom's would probably get the giggles.
Yo, that's what I'm saying. Like, start laughing and shit. Everything is funny. Like, they just be laughing. They say some random Dominican shit to each other. Like, it's a boy, yeah. And like, are you worth it?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what? Like, what does that mean?
My mom would probably never work again. Like, she, like, because she's been grinding. Like, that's where I get it from. Like, her, she got it from her
grinding
pops.
All my life.
I got it from her. Like, she's been grinding her whole fucking life. I think, and she's never done that shit ever. So I think one hit of the fucking ooey is...
Put him in a different
zone.
She's
retiring, bro. Like, you know what I mean? She's like, yo, fuck that job, man.
I don't need this shit.
I don't need this shit, bro. My knees fucked up.
They treat me bad over
there. Que se joda. Yeah, blue, a lo fuck. You know?
Yeah, my mom got drunk for the first time in 2021.
Wow.
She don't drink at all. My mom, una mujer de Dios. She really grew up in the church.
She's a woman of God.
My grandfather passed. His birthday's on Christmas Day. So usually we will always go all out. The first year after he passed away, she got so fucked up, bro.
Like on some like bachata, like
amargura type shit,
it was like a good drug.
Happy turned up.
She was happy as fuck. We was trying to go home. This bitch was trying to find another liquor store. We talking about my mom, bro. I'm like, mom, what's wrong with you?
Yo, very respectfully, that doesn't sound like a rookie move.
Yeah.
It just doesn't.
Yeah. You know what? I said that before. I said, Ma, don't lie. You got faded one time.
Yeah,
you got fucked up. You got faded. You trying to hold face and act like.
Come on,
bro. Yeah. We've been here before. Let's not play.
I'm your daughter.
But once I saw her drunk, I was like, yeah, bitch, this is not your first rodeo. You've been here before. You lying about some shit.
Yo, watching your parents get fucked up is ill because it's like. They're like very serious. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like when you're growing up, like especially fucking Dominican dads, oh my God. They're like fucking statues. It's like, yo, bro, like
I wouldn't know, I didn't have one.
Oh, damn. You didn't tell me you're Puerto Rican.
Yo, please.
Bro.
I'm getting fried, bro.
This is disclaimer. I love Puerto Ricans.
Oh
I love Arroz con Guandules.
Yo, shout out to Puerto Rico.
I love SpongeBob pajamas.
I'm a big old mad hard left.
But yeah, Dominican dads, you were saying they be doing the most.
They be doing the absolute fucking most, bro.
They strict as fuck.
Like, yeah. I can't even picture my pops high, yo. Like, because he gets drunk and he's not drunk. I'm like, bro, there's no way humanly possible that you could be sober right now. Because I just seen you drink 3/4 of a bottle of Cavassier, bro.
Yeah.
The 750, my nigga. Like, this shit is big.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you drank that shit dolo to the dome, and then you just got up and walked away.
Yeah.
Like, from the table, like, hey, tengo que mirar. Just get up and take a pic with the old man, like,
grunting and shit.
Like, adjust balls and shit. Like, I'm like, yo, this is insane. Like, but I can't, but I'm drinking the same with him. And it takes me about like 2% of what it takes him for me to be fucking faded, be like spaghetti legs. Like, yo, I'm staying on this couch, yo. If you want to talk to me, come sit right here.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Otherwise, I'm like, what?
Yeah, yeah. No, yo, if I move,
let me tell you.
The breathing?
Yeah. Let me tell you, it sounded like fucking Big Pun in the vocal booth, bro. Like, yo. Liz, let me tell you something.
Oh my God.
When his dad is, I'm hungry, yo.
Yo,
I'm hungry. Yo, the last time I fucked up like that was when,
Meryl, let's go to the Kennedys, bro.
The last time,
you could not, cause you Hollywood. you Hollywood now.
Burger.
You Franklin Lakes. You think you hot shit? You shit, man.
Yo, come on.
That's why I'm fucking terrified of drunk people.
Yo, for
you
real?
See how easily you went from funny to
fuck you, man.
You bitch.
Fuck. Hey, yo, I know you want to fuck my mom.
Yeah.
What? Like, what? I never met your mom, bro. Like, I don't want to. Why would you say that? I see what we were. Nah. Let's say nah, man.
Like, the thing is, like, my favorite thing about, like, drunk men, especially, is, like, for some reason, anybody trying to calm them down
is
actually making it way worse.
Nah, fuck out of here.
Let me go. Hold on.
Nah. But why is she talking to him like that?
Yeah, that's what
you she mean? Said. Yo, let me get a. She said, let me get a vodka soda. What's that supposed to mean? What you mean you want vodka soda? What kind of soda?
Yeah. I hate him.
Yo, it's like a supernova, man. You just burn out mad fast. You just and you just it's sleeping in the corner in a booth like that. Slump, that locksmith.
Not locksmith.
Like that in the corner booth, like yo. Yo, Sai, yo, turn that shit up. Yo, Q. Yo, it's my the wild sleep apnea snow in the back of the Uber.
Yeah.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences with fewer people and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at avalonwaterways.com.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Remember the saying "official tissue"?
Yo, why?
Why did we, like, say,
why
that?
Did we say that? Because it didn't
as
rhyme.
As opposed to what?
Tissue, like
unofficial tissue,
unsanctioned
face wipes.
Like,
yeah.
Yo,
yeah, man.
I use toilet paper as tissue for everything. Oh yeah, why? America's a crazy man. We got, like, I feel like if you go anywhere, any other country, they got paper towels and you just use that for everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, you blow your nose, wipe up a mess, whatever, wipe your ass. Here they got like paper products for every, like, yo, this is for your nose.
Yeah.
This is for your asshole.
Here's a paper bag to put your paper
dude
products.
Dude wipes. Dude wipes.
Hey, hold on. Hey, wait.
Hey.
Now hold on. The only reason I get them shits.
Wait a second.
The only reason I get them shits. Okay. Okay. Wait. Hold on. Cause we
yo,
gonna
listen.
Get into
this. Listen. I feel you, bro.
Okay. Here's the thing. Some of us like freak shit.
Yeah. Nah. It's true.
Right. Okay then. So my thing is, so the rationale against dude wipes was like, why you need your butthole to be all minty and shit, yo? What you doing? I'm like, what do you fucking think I'm doing?
You fucking piece of shit.
What do you think? I'm reveling,
bro,
in the joys of life. That's what I'm doing.
Yo, listen, man.
So if Shorty want to be tonsil deep in my colon, who am I to say no? And furthermore, maybe I want to heighten that experience for Shorty. You know?
I'd be like,
hey, how long has it been since you had a double mint?
Yo, you want that winter fresh fucking sphincter, man? I got you.
Yo, hold on. They got this new scent. It's fresh pine. What's
fresh
up?
Pine? Shorty, that means the pine straight pine salt, like the pine salt lady. Like, yo. What is it?
Oh my God. And listen, if it came in a fucking pink package or whatever, I don't give a shit. I'm still getting it.
But I think the whole shit with dude wipes, though, was just like, cause it's like, bro, I don't want to smell like a baby. You know what I'm saying? Because the only other product out there is baby wipes or Clorox wipes, which I don't think you're supposed to use on human skin.
Yeah, no.
You know what I'm saying? Definitely not.
No.
Didn't Trump say you could inject that shit into your veins?
Yo, oh my God. Just injected it into your veins.
Jamie, pull up ivermectin.
Yo.
Listen, if you just wipe your face with the Clorox wipe, that's it. COVID's gone.
I've been using it for years. Why do you think my skin is so
tight?
So ill. Why do you think I have the best skin in the world? The best skin in the world is proven. People know this. My friends tell me this.
A lot of people do.
All the time. No one would lie to me.
Yo, son. Yo, what a fucking asshole, bro. Like, oh my damn, God. Dog. Sometimes I forget, like, because I'm washed, yo. Like, we were just having this conversation, like, off mic about, like, cartoons and generational shit. Like, I'm 40. You just turned 30. Yeah. Liz.
I'm 29.
29. So yeah. I'm like, a decade, B. Like, that shit sounds like a decade.
Yeah. They knew what they was doing when they came up with that shit. They're like, yo, what word can we make that makes 10 years sound crazy?
Decade. We said like that too. Decade.
It's like, oh, we've been, because like, oh, like, yeah, we've been friends for 10 years. It's like, oh, wow, that's a long time. We've been friends for a decade.
We've been married for a decade.
Sounds way more serious.
Sounds way serious. You know what I mean?
But it's just like, yo, I remember like when it was like George Bush, like George W. Bush. It's like, yo, what a moron. Like, wow, I can't believe this guy's president of the country. How stupid could this guy be? And it's like, Trump is like, let me show you. Let me put you on.
Trump was like, hold my champagne. Hold my champagne. Yo, Melania, come here. Hold my champagne. Somebody else, hold my wallet full of pictures of only Ivanka. And I'll show you exactly how to be worse.
Okay.
Come with me to Trump Links. It's in the Bronx. No one knows of it.
Of all places. Yo, and it's so ill. Because, yo, shout out to Liz being from Brooklyn. This is such a Bronx thing, and it's so ill to me that, like, in the most, like, you know, like, diverse city in the world, like, they just got the crazy Trump golf course, and it's like, Trump, and it's spelled out in, like, flowers, bro. When you drive by this shit, it's like, huge fucking sign. I was like, yo, bro.
Yeah.
This dude. But rappers used to love that dude. That's how I know I'm washed. Because y'all, I don't know if y'all remember, like, that whole era. That it was just,
I remember
dudes praising Donald Trump.
Yeah,
like,
I
yo,
remember.
I'm trying to get Donald Trump money.
Bro, you know how many times Raekwon has said, yo, guess who's the black Trump?
Good like,
job. Bro, like,
you, I'm like, that, you don't want to be that
it's
guy
not
now.
That person you want to be, right? Chef, maybe.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I feel like, yo, if you look back in time, like, all the dudes, like, all the billionaire motherfuckers that these dudes were, like, aspiring to be, now they're like, yo, nah, I don't want to be like that dude no more.
No.
I heard some wild shit about him, bro.
Yeah, shit is crazy.
You know what
I even bought a few of his books. I bought the book he had with Robert Kiyosaki.
What?
Yeah, I was listening to Trump, bro.
That's crazy.
And you know what? I'm glad that I went into network marketing because it showed me that rich people are fucking dumb.
Scammers, bro. They're dumb as fuck.
They're
yo.
So, and it's crazy to me, bro, that we deadass put these people on a pedestal, just because they know how to make money.
Yo, you're mad smart. You must be smart.
Exactly.
You made money.
It's like you got to be smart. You intelligent. Everything that you do is going to be 100% right.
Wrong.
Or even your opinions. Your opinions on the world. It's just like, he's a billionaire. It's like, bro, who gives a fuck?
Who
he knows
cares?
How to make money. That's what he knows how to do.
It's the Jay-Z thing, the dinner or the money.
Oh,
and it's
yeah.
like, Jay is like, what? Jay's like, what I'm going to tell you?
Why would you take dinner with me at Applebee's over half a ticket? That doesn't make any sense. Use your brain.
Come on,
you're not using your noodle, man.
I mean, when I go home, I'm looking for solace. When I go home, I'm looking for solace. I'm not trying to, I got this
solace is the name of my Spanish water spaniel.
Yo, when I go, I'm looking for solace. Hello, solace, where you at?
Come here, solace.
Yo, holy shit. Oh my God.
Hope got Afghan house. I feel like Jay-Z got some weird ass dogs, yo. You know what I'm saying?
Jay-Z got like a, oh my God.
He got like,
you know,
a long
what kind
haired
of dog Jay-Z has? The one from Next Friday.
Oh shit!
Yeah,
he got one of them shits.
He got
He
got Spuds McKenzie.
Listen, all dogs are great and like whatever.
Check the dogs.
But like, the shit that looked like the shit looked like an eraser,
fam.
Like, bro,
yo, this shit looked like somebody put. It's like when you put something in a bottle that's not supposed to fit in.
Yeah, it's like what is it called? What is it? A spud dog? Is that what it is? A bull terrier. Yeah. Bro, listen, I don't trust any canine whose head looks like a fucking 50 caliber round. Yo, listen, I'm not doing, like, I can load up that head in a tank and level a small village.
Fuck some shit up.
You know what I mean? Like, bro, that dog is freaky as hell. Yo, freaky ass dog, bro. Keep that freaky shit on your cage.
If that fucking dog gets a sinus infection, it is finished.
It's cooked, bro. Forget it. Get a new dog.
This shit is ridiculous. I think this would be a perfect time to get into
that mailbag.
Meryl's mailbag. Yeah.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
See new things, try new things, go back centuries while living in the moment, forge new paths while discovering old ones, pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at avalonwaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Yo, listen, if you are over 40 years old, you remember my blog, and it was a mailbag session of it that was like advice, you know what I'm saying? But now I got y'all here, which is great because y'all brains are powerful, you know what I mean? And you can help me answer these questions. Some of them are dumb, you know what I'm saying? And some of them are actually like, yo, you know what I'm saying? I actually need advice.
Yeah.
The first one is kind of dumb, but it's actually like a combo because these are two like high people questions.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The first one is from Philip, at Philip. He said, what are your top three snacks when you smacked out of your mind? Hmm. Top three snacks when you smacked out of your mind. And then I feel like these kind of go hand in hand. This is Dillinger 4, clever name. What's the best new snack you tried this year? And then he said his favorite, which is Funyuns flavored wavy lays. I was like, all right, that's fair.
Word. That's a good one.
Favorite snack. So for me, I keep it a buck. It's my kid shit. It ends up being my kid shit.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Like, it's like, bro, Uncrustables.
Yeah.
Like Rice Krispie treats. You know what I'm saying? Like random, like fruit by the foot. Like shit that a 40-year-old man should not be eating, bro.
Yeah.
Like my body's like taking it in. It's like, yo, like alarms are going off and shit. Yeah. Like, yo, this motherfucker thinks he's 12. What's going on? Yeah. Yeah, my pancreas is like, yo, I'm fighting for my life. Yeah.
You're fucking, yo, you're bilirubina, bro. Dominicans and the fucking bilirubina. You don't know what that is.
You do not know what bilirubin is, though.
You don't know who is bilirubin. What does he want with my organs? Who is he? Find this man.
William Rubin is my attorney.
William Rubin? Holy shit.
Yo,
to answer, yeah. To say, I had a similar answer, which is just like, whenever, so it helps that like I don't, so like I co-parent, so like my kids are with me some days and then other days they're not. I don't touch that shit at all when they're in the crib, but when they're not, it's all daddy time. And I like when they leave the crib, I'd be like, you know, I'd be checking stock and shit, like in the fridge. I'm like, oh, cool. I have this, this, and this left. Awesome. Like, I don't have to buy anymore. Time to roll up, baby. You know? And then I roll up, I smoke one, and like literally anything that I bought for them is delicious, bro.
Oh, man.
Fucking delicious.
Yo, these granola bars are going crazy right now.
That's what I'm saying. But to answer both, I guess, right away, my favorite new snack is this fucking, like, teriyaki seasoned seaweed from Ooh. Trader Joe's.
Ooh. That sounds a fucking amazing.
Yo, Trader Joe's, bro. Yo, Yo, their pasta is fucking elite, bro. They got frozen food that will make you fucking look like fucking Gordon Ramsay out this bro, bitch, bro.
I be taking a bite out of that shit, and I be audibly going. I don't know what it is, bro. I don't know who. Listen, find fucking
Joe?
Victor. Find Billy Rubin and find Joe. Find Trader Joe. We need those men because Trader Joe, whoever he is, should not be putting his throbbing cock in every fucking recipe that he has.
He really do be putting his foot in everything, man. Goddamn, bro. That tortellini was going fucking bananas with shrimp. Oh my god! Yeah.
Liz, what are your
favorite snacks?
This is mad childish, bro.
I feel like that's
it's
the theme.
Fucking onion rings.
Onion rings.
I love onion rings.
Elite, bro. You get the Utz onion rings. The shit that was like a dollar. You know what I mean? You get the Utz onion rings, and you get the Utz fucking sour cream dip.
I've never tried that.
Oh my god! Ooh. Dip them shits in the sour cream. Fucking yo, I was seeing God out of my butthole.
Somebody give Meryl some water. Yo,
Meryl sound like an early 2000s like rap skit. You remember those skits? They were weird as hell, bro. Big Pun had that shit on Capital Punishment.
Yo,
Dre had that shit on The Chronic.
Yo,
just like audible sex, like it's just like, happened.
Yeah, even
and it's not real sex either. It's just like a
yeah, it's just yeah. Yeah, you're in a studio surrounded by other grown men talking about, yeah, you like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the engineer got to sit there and go, yeah, I think that was a good take.
That was a good,
bro,
can I get another slurp?
That was for safety.
Just give me one more slurp for safety,
holy
please.
Holy shit.
One of the worst ones is the Biggie skit.
Oh, my God.
Ready to Die album when he's fucking Hulk coughing, bro.
Oh,
it's literally just a skit of him smoking and coughing. I'm like, bro, why the fuck we gotta be a part of that?
Why do I have to listen to this?
What the fuck is that about?
This is crazy.
The label's like, yo, we need 49 minutes runtime.
Yeah.
Fill that shit up with you coughing.
And then your new snack, if any?
A new snack? I would have to say my brother's girlfriend's banana nut chocolate chip bread.
Ooh.
Damn.
She be fucking wildin'.
Damn. Oh, she makes that shit.
She makes it herself.
Holy
yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That shit go crazy.
You just fuck me all
sometimes
the way up.
She be putting like little walnuts and stuff in it.
Yeah.
She be wildin'. That's why he with her.
Yes.
Oh.
Yo, listen. All right. So,
bro.
Full disclosure, I'm on a weight loss journey. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm on all type of drugs and shit.
Yo, let's go to the next question before Meryl nuts on this podcast. Before Meryl comes on this podcast, yo.
Yo, this is a great one, yo. And I feel like we should wrap up after this because I'm like, yo, this is big brain shit.
Yeah.
And this is about Twitter or X.
Oh boy.
Yeah. What do you think will finally kill this site for real? And what will be your last tweet? Thank you. I'm gonna hang up and listen. Shout out to Still JMZ for that one.
That's a good one. I'm going to let Rainey lead on that one.
Oh, wow. Okay. What I think is going to kill Twitter finally is honestly, I thought that everybody was finna get out of there when Elon was like, hey, non-verified profiles can't DM anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I thought that was the nail in the coffin. Because you know how many people's businesses you fucking up with doing that shit? Like, people
you can't DM?
You can't. If you're not, if I'm verified and you're verified, we can DM each other, no problem. If you're verified and I'm not, I can't DM you, but you can DM me and then we can talk.
Yo, that's so ridiculous,
which is,
bro.
Which is crazy. And so to be honest, like to answer the question, like earnestly, I don't think if it didn't happen already, it's not going to, bro. Because like if you're not verified, like the site sucks and people still go there. People still tweeting and shit. So I don't know. And then what my last tweet would be, guys, I have something to say.
I have an announcement to make. Yeah.
That'd be my final tweet.
Leave you hanging forever.
You know what? It's about time I say this.
Fuck. That's so good. That's so good.
I've been holding this in for so long. Yeah. I'm about to let y'all have it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm out of there.
I'm out.
So yeah, that'd be
yo, me. I mean, yeah, I think you're right, bro. Like, but to me, it's like, it's already trash. You know what I mean? Like, I think the people that are on there are just on there because the shit is just, it's Twitter.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't even know anybody calls that shit X.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's just like a fucking fact of life. It's just been around for 10 years. A decade.
A decade.
Boss.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I'm like, all right, bro, like, we just all here. You know what I mean? It's like fucking taking a bus, bro. There's a better way to get up Tremont than taking a fucking bus, but I'm like, I've been taking a fucking 42 all my life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm not downloading this new Uber app.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like, you're just like used to it. Cause, yo, there's Blue Sky, there's that, there's Spill, all these other platforms. And I'm just like, bro, none of them are like catching on.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, the way Twitter did. But, like, I don't know, man. I feel like my last tweet will be like, yo, sub to the Victory Light YouTube channel, bro, please.
please.
I gotta feed my children.
Yeah.
But now this shit is just whack because it's like, now it's just like engagement farming bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, it's
not
even, it used to be fun. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yo, let's talk about shit. Like, let's actually talk about it. I remember when, remember the earthquake in like 2012,
something like that. Remember that?
It was like there was an earthquake on the East Coast, and I saw it on Twitter before I felt it. You know what I'm saying? But I'm like, yo, that type of shit is not happening
anymore.
That's
crazy. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I used to be like, information hub.
Yeah.
Now it's like, misinformation hub.
Yeah.
Even with the community notes being like, nah, this shit is wild fake.
Yeah.
You're like, nah, like, is it wild fake or this is good? Like, it's just misinformation central, bro. And I'm like, I'm already like dumb enough, bro. Like, I don't need to get dumber.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to read books and shit, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Medical journals.
Yeah.
You know what I
mean? Trying to get acclimated with your body past 40 and shit. Apparently, I guess that's what happens.
I pee mad slow now, B. This shit is shocking.
It's true. I saw it. I was up there.
You should be squeezing out every drop, bro.
That's what the fuck I was doing up there.
Yeah, man.
I was wondering.
I'm like pressing on my bladder and shit, like this shit, like squeezing it out.
Yeah. But, What do you think? What do you think is going to be the fall of Twitter?
Murder Twitter.
I changed my mind. I do have something now, but I'm gonna let you go ahead before.
Okay, I think the fall of Twitter will be probably. Maybe probably when you can't post any more videos. I think that Elon Musk is such a greedy fucking reptile that he will try to continue to monetize anything.
Yeah.
Eventually, we won't even be able to fucking tweet without paying $6.99.
God damn. So,
And my last tweet would be, fuck you, bitch.
Fuck you, Elon Musk.
Yeah. Goddamn bastard.
That's the most Liz Bell fucking last tweet.
Fuck you, bitch.
Yeah, fuck you, bitch.
Elmo, you bitch.
Yeah. Now, I think, so I guess now that I've thought about it more, the what's going to kill Twitter is the same thing that killed Tumblr, which is no more porn.
Ooh. Wow, he's spot fucking
no
on.
No Pino on Twitter. Yeah.
Once porn is out of here, Twitter's out of here.
And I think
Elon knows that, which is why, like, hey, by the way, just for the audience members who do not know this, your boy is involved in that world in sex work and stuff.
You got Pino.
I got a little, Lincoln bio or whatever, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? So I'm really from it, is what I'm saying. So, like,
does this. She's built for this shit. He's got the cock.
And I'm like in community with a lot of sex workers and stuff, and like I think that, like, obviously, you know, this platform is pretty big, and like we haven't said this on air yet, but I'm really appreciative of you, you know what I mean, giving me the space to do this and talk my shit stuff like what I'm about to say is that Elon is actively working against the betterment of sex workers and the visibility of sex workers. And if you see a post and you like it, please engage with that shit, whether it's a like or a reply or whatever. You can hide your likes now. That's great.
Oh, that's crazy.
So you don't have to, you know what I'm saying? You don't got to let everybody know that you want freaky timing. And it helps boost the visibility of that sex worker
because
this is their livelihood.
Yo.
Right?
No, the hiding the likes is wild because everybody used to get put on blast. Like,
yeah. But also, it helps me because, like,
hey.
They pulled up the OF on the game.
For $10 a month.
For $10 a month, you can subscribe to Ray Anderson, Big Body Thotty.
You know what I mean?
You feel me?
Yo.
It's like that.
Get that money, man.
$10 is... $10, not that I have experience on this website, but let me just, you know,
talk my shit for a second.
Yeah, go ahead.
Get your shit off. Make the
10 sounds cheap.
Ten is cheap, and but, I see eight.
But
of it.
Ten is good. I mean, are you hitting people over the head? Like, do they have to like repurchase? Not that I know.
No.
Not that you pay a fee to pay more fees.
No, there's no pay per view on my shit.
Pay per view.
Yeah, as in people. So what they'll do is so on OnlyFans they'll post a snippet, and then
as an aside, right now the Kid Mero's looking at Ray intently, acting like he doesn't know exactly what the fuck he's talking about. He's like, yeah, put me on. And he's really sitting here playing in Rainey's face like he doesn't know what Rainey's about to tell him intimately. But keep going, Rainey. Sorry.
Fucking, what the fuck is the shit? I'm getting a pitch right now.
The World Ventures banner. Yeah.
Oh, talking about that.
Little Pino World Ventures.
Y'all slandered me after I left last week.
Oh, shit. What the fuck was that about? Hey, yo, Hassan, I gotta pee. Hold on.
Yes, I'm so 350. Yo, we out.
Yeah. Holy shit. No, but, so on OF you could do this shit where like, you know, everybody got their different business models, but I choose not to do this. Like if it's on my page, you're just gonna see the whole shit. But a lot of sex workers, what they do is like they have the subscription price and like you can see like a snippet or whatever, mm-hmm. and then in the caption it'll be like, hey, DM for the full video, or they'll just send it out and be like, oh, $5 to unlock this content or whatever. Okay. So it's that kind of shit.
You know what's ill? And yeah. I'm not gonna say that me and Victor talked about this. Because we didn't. But it's like, yo, you know what's the ill cheat code for OnlyFans? Is to get like a very famous like male Pino dude.
Yeah.
His joint. Cause they're always working with who you want to see.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, this is like variety.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like he's, you know what I'm saying? It's like this week it's like, you know, fucking whoever, Annabelle, whoever the fuck, you know what I'm saying? Next week is so-and-so. So I'm just like, this is the scheme here.
Yeah.
I've cracked the code. Actually, Victor cracked that code for me. You know what I'm saying?
I did not. But I will say, Dredd is very to the point. Okay. He's like, it's this. This is who's up. This is what's going to happen. $15. Bong. See you next month.
See you next month.
Yeah. No, that's
how
it is.
Is that not the heart of this enterprise?
Yeah. So who, like, I know we supposed to
also, he looks like Lewis Hamilton for some reason. I can't watch
it. But I'm just thinking in my head, like, yo, this is my final thought.
Yeah.
With OnlyFans, there's people, you know what I'm saying, like you, who are like, you know what I'm saying, serving content to, you know what I'm saying, the consumer. And then there's people who get on there and they're like, yo, pay for my OF. You know what I'm saying? Here's a picture of me in bra and panties.
Yeah.
You're going to pay $20. Then you go get in here. It's like paying to cover at the club. Like, you're going to pay to get in here.
Yeah.
Now you got to pay me if you want to see like a little areola. You know what I'm saying? Like, you want to see my OBGYN shit. That's $38.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm just like, but some of them don't even have shit like that. It's like Iggy Azalea, for example, perfect example. She went up there, she's like, yo, I got OnlyFans, yo, I'm putting sexy content out. And everybody's like, oh, she's doing like real shit.
Yeah.
But it was not real shit.
No, it's not at all. Also, just a full disclosure here. Do not go on my shit expecting to see something crazy. I only have one partnered scene, and that's with an ex. And then everything beyond that is solo content.
I want to see Randy shit in a bowl.
Yeah, so unless you super horny and got $10 to throw away for 1 month and you want to see a bunch of stuff, cool. Otherwise, I do not update that shit as nearly as often as I should. That's why the price is what it is. Because it's like, yo, you could let go of a quick 10, you know what I'm saying?
Quick 10. Yeah. I think Mero and Rainey session would go crazy.
Oh, man. Oh, my God.
I think that would. Jesus. That would be great. I would pay 20 for that one.
Well, Rainey's going to get home now. Safe Short is going to be like, so you fuck Mero? Is that what's happening? Tell that Victor guy, I got my eye on him too. Yeah. You never laugh like that around me.
Holy shit. Yeah.
Victor, you lie, you bastards!
Episode 3, baby.
A victory light.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring?
but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at avalonwaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.